Today's episode is called, What Do Bees Have to Do with Yoga? Namaste. Welcome to Swamiji the OG. I'm so happy you're tuning in to today's episode. This podcast is for people who want to learn how yoga can empower their lives, both on and off the mat. I will share classical yoga that's been modernized just for you. We are on this journey together, so let's get started. In yoga, there's a practice called bee breath, and it's used for anxiety and anger. Anxiety is the most common diagnosed mental disorder in the U.S. Approximately 20% of people in the U.S. have been diagnosed with anxiety disorder. That doesn't mean there's only 20% that are anxious. All of us have moments of anxiety. Since I've been running a yoga studio, I find more and more people ticking the box anxiety on our intake form. It used to be maybe 10, even 20%, but these days it seems like 50% of people tick anxiety on the intake form. I don't know that that necessarily means that more people are suffering from anxiety or whether more people seek out yoga for treatment of anxiety. It really doesn't matter. Anxiety exists and it can interfere with the way we live our lives. I have a class that I teach called Yoga for Anxiety. And it's interesting because at one point I changed the name to Yoga for Managing the Mind. And attendance fell off. So then I changed it Stress Management. And attendance came up a little bit. When I put it back to Yoga for Anxiety, attendance grew back to its normally high numbers. Yes, there are different forms of anxiety, and anxiety is a diagnosable illness. But like I said before, we all have moments of anxiety. Sometimes we know why we're anxious, sometimes we don't. But it doesn't really matter. Anxiety sucks up a lot of our energy and dissipates the mind. In yoga, energy is called prana, the life force. And when it's disturbed by stress and anxiety, the life force becomes very fragmented and frazzled. It's difficult to consolidate that energy and move forward. We become too dissipated. Our minds are everywhere. One of the most useful practices for anxiety is a breathing practice. And it's called bee breath or humming breath. You know how bees hum? Like that. You're doing that, but you're doing it by putting your fingers on your ear, on the little part of the ear that closes the ear canal, and pushing that part of the ear to close the ears, close the eyes, and then breathe in deeply and hum like a bee. And you keep the ears closed and the eyes closed, and you hum multiple times. Usually in classes we do 7 to 10 breaths, But you can actually do it for 5 to 10 minutes, depending on how you feel. Give it a try. Plug your ears. I'll demonstrate how it sounds. But when you're doing it with your ears plugged, it's really loud inside. One reason this works is because you're closing your eyes, you're closing your ears, you're shutting down a lot of sensorial information that you are taking in. And then the sound of the vibration, the actual quality of the vibration, gives you something to focus on. In the center of your head. You feel it in the center of your head. And by focusing on that sound, you let go of a lot of anger or anxiety, and you become quiet when you stop. So Brahmari, bee breath, can be very, very useful for solving anxiety and anger. Years ago, I had a couple sisters in my children's class, and they were always fighting with each other. And I said to them, here, learn to do bee breath. And the next time you're fighting with each other at home, stop, realize you're angry with your sister, plug your ears and hum like a bee. The next week, they came back to class, and the mother pulled me aside and said, so what's this thing you taught my daughters about plugging their ears and humming like a bee? And so I explained it, and then I asked her, so have they been fighting as much? And she thought for a moment. She goes, no, actually they're getting along better. Give bee breath a try and let me know how it goes. Thank you so much for listening. I hope you learned something useful. You can find me on Instagram at Atmarupa Saraswati, on Facebook at Swamiji the OG, or on my website at atmacenter.com. If you enjoyed this episode, please subscribe so you don't miss a thing. And I'd love to see you share your thoughts, ask questions, or leave a review. See you next time.